This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. RTD will soon start a comprehensive study of what passengers pay to ride. CEO Deborah Johnson says fares should be simplified and maybe even cheaper.
We do have a very expensive fare, and that was something that was disconcerting to me. And I'm not trying to Monday morning quarterback or go, you know, question what people did. I'm dealing with the here and now.
RTD's fares start at $3. Johnson says the study will take at least a year and a half, and it'll include public outreach and a detailed equity analysis. Work on an improved trail to the top of one of Colorado's most notorious 14ers is nearly complete. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Colorado 14ers Initiative partners with federal land managers to build and maintain trails up the state's tallest mountains. These peaks are saturated with hikers in the summer months, which can damage sensitive alpine ecosystems. The Chaffee County Times says the initiative has been working on a path to the top of Mount Columbia for five seasons now. It's not a technically difficult peak, but the mountain's old trail was an unnecessarily steep and frustrating path for peak beggers. The 14ers Initiative has just a few hundred feet left to go on the new Columbia Trail. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Much of the state could see thunderstorms this afternoon. That includes the Central Mountains, Front Range, and the Eastern Plains. Meanwhile, fire danger is very high around Grand Junction today. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio.